From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Belgian authorities say soldiers neutralized a person at the main Brussels train station amid media reports of an explosion-like noise there. Marta van der Wolf is in Brussels and describes the scene.
At this point, the scene is relatively calm. The Grand Place, one of the main tourist attractions in the city, is open again. Tourists are taking selfies and it's back to normal. But then when you move a little bit further and you get closer to the central station, it's completely blocked. A lot of tourists are standing here and are waiting for instructions from the police because there are a lot of hotels in this area, opposite of the Grand Central Station where the attack took place. And they're all hoping to hear what the next step will be. A lot of people have also parked their cars, and the only thing the police can tell them at this point is either it's going to be solved maybe in an hour, but maybe also tomorrow morning. They're not really giving a lot of instructions.
Have there been any official statements made?
The official statements made so far is that the military have actually shot and killed one person who allegedly had explosives on his body and allegedly shouted Allahu Akbar. The last two things, it's not sure, but the police and the government have stated that they killed that one person was neutralized, as they say it.
Brussels police said via Twitter that there was an incident with an individual at the station and that the situation is under control. It appeared no one else was injured and the damage was limited. Ine van Wijsmerch told VRT Network it was not clear if the suspect would survive. A national newspaper quoted the Brussels prosecutor's office as saying the suspect was wearing a black backpack and an explosive belt. This is VOA.